Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 17th, 2019. Today is Wednesday in Holy Week. This is a reading from the 12th chapter of John. Jesus said to the people, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." I'm going to read something for you. It is from a sermon by theologian Stanley Hauerwas. It's just an excerpt, and I think it has much to say to us today, in light, no pun intended, of our gospel reading. "Learning to see Jesus entails a training that challenges our presumption that we are already in the light. We fail to see Jesus because we have the disadvantage of being enlightened. It turns out, moreover, that we cannot will our way out of our enlightened darkness. Rather, we must be confronted by a light so brilliant that we are able to see the darkness our pride mistakes as light. An extraordinary claim, but what do you expect? We are Christians, after all. We worship a crucified God. That takes some getting used to. We are told at the very beginning of the Gospel of John that the light would shine in the darkness, but the darkness would not overcome it. Now we begin to understand that the darkness does not know itself as darkness until it encounters the light. This is why we are loath to give up the darkness, because we cannot imagine what it would mean to live in the light of Christ. Ask yourself, for example, what might it mean to see those born blind, to see those desperately ill, to see those in inexplicable suffering in the light of Christ. We must submit to being overcome by Christ's light in order to see the darkness that presently blinds us." We've talked a lot as we have read through the Gospel of John of these recurring themes: darkness and light, believing, not believing, how it is that people see but don't see. This becomes very poignant as we move toward the great 3 days of Holy Week: Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil. What are we seeing? And what are the things that we're not seeing? What are the things we're blind to? I was telling the congregation at last night's Eucharist something to the effect that this week provides us an opportunity, in the midst of what we've said about it and how we've experienced it in years past, this week gives us an opportunity to experience the story all over again. My prayer is that we will do just that, that we won't simply move through the week checking boxes of liturgies attended or completed. Rather, that we will have the scales of unbelief removed from our eyes, that we may behold Christ in all of his light, that we will be delivered from our darkened understanding, and that we will indeed walk as children of light. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.